So you'll have caught up on the news by now that the government is making it easier for teenagers to get NCEA qualifications this year for the third year in a row. They've lowered the standards. Schools are again allowed to award extra credits called learning recognition credits, and they get one for every 5 credits that the student achieves. And the threshold for university entrance is lowered as well. So instead of needing 14 credits and 3 different approved subjects, the kids can get by with 14 credits and 2 subjects and then 12 credits in a third. Now, I'm prepared to be argued against on this, but I reckon this is the right thing to do, and I shock myself even saying that. The COVID disruption to kids this year, and not just COVID, but really just general disruption across the board to kids this year, has been out of this world, eh? I was talking to a principal today who told me that some schools have seen attendance as low as 30%. The kids are sick. The family members are sick. There are household contacts, you know, they are household contacts, whatever, the whole thing going on all of the time. In some cases, those kids are not able to attend school because of government rules that stop them from doing it. And then you've got the teacher disruption as well. We had so many teachers down, you might remember a couple of months back, schools were closing early. At one point, one school, Linfield College, was calling on 23 different teachers to cover extra classes on top of their own. I mean, this is so far from a normal year. It's ridiculous. If you've lowered the bar for the last 2 years, then surely this one qualifies for it as well. Question, of course, is the government dumbing things down this year? Yeah, they are. They are dumbing things down. But on balance, it's for the better. Because let's put this in perspective, right? This is not for the smart kids. This is not for the middling kids even. These are not kids who are going to end up, they're not going to be affected by it if they want to be teachers and doctors and engineers. Those kids don't need the bar lowered. They'll be fine. It's for the kids who are struggling to make the grade. It's for the kids who aren't going to end up with fantastic qualifications by the end of their lives. If they don't make it, that's probably end of their schooling and they'll be leaving without any qualifications whatsoever and they will be downgrading their job opportunities. But if you drop the level a bit for them, they can still walk away with a qualification, which we all know is a little bit rubbish this year like it has been for the last 2 years. We know that, but at least they've got the thing to their name, right? They can still get entry into their polytech courses. They can still get into the jobs that they might need a qualification for. That's surely better than them losing future opportunities and future possibilities because of one terrible year plagued by bad COVID rules. Ultimately, it was a question of maintaining the usual standards in an unusual year and losing a whole bunch of kids from the system, or going a bit soft and keeping their chances alive. I think the latter option was the better one, don't you?
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.